that'll say the iced tea is in the refrigerator, the ice is in the freezer, cups are in the cabinet to the left of the sink, and if you want something, go get it yourself. That's Mary from what we see in the Bible. Mary is the type of person that just takes life as it comes, and material things and the graciousness of hosting is something that's just not that important to her. And so the Bible tells us that one day Jesus and the disciples, they are traveling, and they come to the little village of Bethany near Jerusalem, and they come to the home of Mary, Martha, and also not listed in here, but is also their brother Lazarus. So they drop by. And the reaction that we get from the two sisters is very different. There's another occasion where Jesus comes by their home, and we see Mary in Mark chapter 14 and in John chapter 12. Mary takes this very expensive perfume in an alabaster box, and she breaks it and anoints Jesus with that fragrant and expensive perfume. And this was an expression of Mary's love to Jesus. And if you recall from the scriptures, if you've read that passage, that some of the disciples, starting with Judas Iscariot, they began to grumble because they saw it as a waste of money. They were trying to think practically. I bet Martha was probably joining in with those disciples complaining about that breach of etiquette and wasting such extravagance in her mind. But here in Luke 10, the stark contrast between these two sisters is just so obvious. So here's Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, learning at the Master's feet. And the Bible tells us Martha is busy. Do you see how the scripture words that in verse 40? But Martha was distracted with all her preparations. So Mary is enthralled as she sits at the feet of Jesus. And at the same time, while Mary's enthralled, Martha is enraged because she's in the kitchen doing all the work. You can picture this in a scene. Picture it happening in your house or your apartment, wherever it is you live. You can see Martha pacing from the kitchen to the living room. Gives Mary that look, you know. And then it goes back, and Mary doesn't come back, so Martha goes back. Do you not see me? Get in here and help me. You know, you can just see this going down, can't you?
Amen.
So, what happens next in this unplanned visit? Well, Mary's sitting at the feet of Jesus so enrages Martha to the point that Martha is just snapping. And so what does Martha do? So in verse 40, Martha comes and directs her anger at Mary towards Jesus. She begins to take it out on Jesus. And if you look at what she's saying, she's essentially saying, Lord, if you really cared about me, you'd see how hard I'm working in this kitchen, and you would tell my sister Mary to get up and get in here and help me. That's what she's saying. Martha, because she couldn't order Mary around, what she's doing now is that she is ordering Jesus around and telling him what to do. You see, anger and resentment, one of the ways that it reveals itself is in an attempt to control others. Anger and resentment will lead to controlling behavior. And so here's Martha in this rage against her sister, taking it out on Jesus. Well, folks, here's what I want you to see. You know, that's how we see things at first when we read through this passage. But I want us to think about it on a little bit different level. Let's go a little deeper here. Let me ask you a question. Is Martha a bad person here? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. In fact, Martha is a woman dedicated to the Lord as well. She's just more of a doer than Mary. When I see a Martha, I see a woman who seldom complains, seldom misses the smallest details, and I also see somebody that you can count on whenever you need someone you can count on. She is dependable. Martha, in so many ways, is most certainly a commendable woman. I thank God for the Marthas of the world. This story is not in the Bible to teach us that serving is bad and sitting is good. In a different circumstance, sitting could be bad and serving could be good. That's not what's at the heart of this. Here's what the Bible is telling us. The Bible is telling us instead that this is a story about maintaining a much needed balance in life. It's a story about the need that we all have to recognize that we are human. We stumble. We fall short. It's a story about being human and how we desperately need to realize just how human we are. It's a story about setting priorities and making the best choices in life. In life, we are not usually confronted with choices that are outright good versus bad. Those are the easy choices to make, aren't they? But oh, how difficult are the everyday choices between what is good and what is best. For instance, here in Luke 10, there were more important things to do than housework in preparing supper on that evening. You see, what Jesus desires from us is not dinner, but devotion. Let me say that again. Jesus does not desire from us dinner. He desires from us our devotion. Martha was worried and bothered about so many things. Do you know what? Martha's heart was never going to find rest and peace in trying harder or in doing more. Mary was the one that was going to find peace by sitting at the feet of Jesus, resting in his presence. How do you know the difference between what is good and what is best? How do you know which one to choose when you're presented with two options and you're trying to figure out which one of these, while they're both good, which one is the best? Well, you got to go beyond the superficial surface. You got to look beyond outward appearances. You know, on this day, if Martha would have just stopped and examined the situation and would have just looked at herself as Jesus saw her, then she would have seen that while she was busy and running around nonstop trying to make all these preparations, she would have seen that she was running on empty. See, her life was one filled with frustration and distractions. This is a woman that if she had a calendar on her wall, every day would have had multiple things. I got to do this, 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 got to do this. But if you were to look at her calendar on the wall in her kitchen, there would have been one thing probably missing that should have been there every day. And what do you think that was? To take some time and sit at the feet of Jesus. And how does Jesus respond to Martha? I've got a newer translation than some of y'all, and mine says, Martha, you're not Superwoman. Well, something like that it says. But that's what he's saying. Martha, you're not Superwoman. You need to slow down. You need to reprioritize your life. You see, Martha was caught up in what many women and men get caught up in today, and that's what we'll just simply call the performance trap. Poor Martha, in her mind, she thinks, I've got to do it all. But if you think you've got to do it all, Martha, and I'm sure we got some Marthas here today, then that means you are setting an expectation for yourself that is impossible to meet. You will never, ever reach that goal. And truth be known, Martha probably didn't like that about herself and probably was turning that on herself. And people like this also get prone to depression because they have this impossible to reach goal, this unrealistic ideal that they want to achieve. And when you can't meet it, it leads to self-loathing and depression. Here's Jesus accepting her for who she is. Mary understood that. But Martha was so busy that even though Jesus could accept her for who she is, Martha couldn't accept herself for who she was. So in this short Mother's Day message I have for you ladies, and men, I want you to ask yourself this question too. How about you? Is your life filled with purpose and peace, or does your life look more like Martha's life, stressed and frayed? You know, when you accept Christ, an amazing thing happens when you accept Christ as your Savior. Not only are you born again and you have salvation secured and you have the promise of heaven and the sweet by and by, but something else happens inside yourself. Is that suddenly when you have Jesus in your heart and you're focusing on Him, you're able to see yourself correctly. And you find yourself having the ability to not just accept Jesus, but to accept yourself for who God has made you to be. And when you can accept who you are, who God has made you to be, then you also find it easier to accept others as God has made them. On this day, if Martha would have just taken a deep breath, and looked at Jesus, she would have realized the silliness of what she was doing and been able to accept that and slap herself out of that. And also to be able to accept Mary for who Mary was on this day and realize that Mary was also doing the right and best thing. The good news is you can experience God's rest and acceptance today. So here's the question for you ladies and for us men too. How do you get rid of the Martha complex? How do you do that? Two very simple steps. First, recognize that you're human. How about that? You're human. And what that means is, just as we fall short in the eyes of God, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, just as we cannot make it in this life and the next life without Jesus, we'll keep the focus on the fact that we are human, that we have limitations in what we can do. We'll lean on Jesus. And that brings us to the second thing that you do. Give Jesus Christ complete control of your life. Simply said, don't try to be Superwoman or Superman. But take time every day to sit at the feet of Jesus. And make sure that you're leaning against Him. And in Him you're finding your peace and rest. That doesn't mean you won't ever have times of busyness in your life. Of course you will. That doesn't mean that there won't be times where action is not required. Yes, there will be. But you will understand when Jesus said in Matthew 11 and verse 28, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavily distracted, heavily anxious, heavily tired. All of you who are heavily frustrated. Whatever it is that's weighing you down with a heavy burden, Jesus says, come to me, give it to me, and I will give you rest. Gentlemen, if you've got a wife today, give her the day off if she doesn't take it anyway. It's her day. Give her the rest. But also understand that this is something that ought not just happen on Mother's Day. Make sure that the lady in your life is able to rest and find those islands of peace to be alone with the Lord. And gentlemen, make sure that you get that for yourselves as well, to be with the Lord. Ladies, thank you for all that you do. Very little of it is seen, I know, and most of it goes unseen. But you are a blessing. As we go to this invitation, ladies, if you're heavily burdened, turn those over, place them at the feet of Jesus, and have a seat, and lean against Him, and be refreshed. Let's pray. Father, as we come to this time of invitation now, Lord, we give it to You. We ask, God, that You would draw us to Your feet, to be seated by You, and to lean on You, and to be refreshed and renewed in Your presence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come pray at the altar.